had.
Hmm? What do you wish they had?
For Fight TV?
Yeah.
4K.
What?
4K.
Oh.
All they have is like. All they have is regular, you know, 1080.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the 4K. Cause I think it looks good. That 4K TV. So, I didn't know the difference till I started using it.
Huh.
You know, that kind of shtick.
Mm-hmm.
But 4K was fantastic. Yeah. I was watching the Game Awards in 4K and regular at
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it in 4K, I was like, yeah. That 4K. That gaming thing was awesome in 4K. Mm-hmm. The PS5 one was looking good too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of food with fluids. Metallic paint. PlayStation for you.
Oh.
They started the Vaseline effect with gaming.
Yep. Hey, you ready?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz, and welcome to another episode of Red Shoe Shoes. We're going to talk about wrestling every time, all the time. And here with me, of course, is Omega Kai.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, Fat Albert. Albert. After a 2-mile walk.
Yeah. All right. So before we get to the main topic, we got a little bit of news to talk about. So one of the biggest news that came out was the releases that WWE did.
Yes.
Yeah. So what did you think of it?
I didn't pay attention, to be honest.
Okay.
Because it's always, they're doing that just clean house, and their excuse is simply just to allocate more funding for current talents that they want to proceed in the future
mm-hmm.
with, and they can market, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they gave some unknown people a chance to show their face, you know, a chance to show their face.
Right.
So I really had nothing bad.
Okay. And so for many of you who've forgotten or just, you know, lived under a rock, the people that were released were Sin Cara,
mm-hmm.
Luke Harper, and The Ascension.
But those woo,
safe. There goes the peanut gallery.
But those six,
mm-hmm.
Those four, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I should have counted more. I thought it would be more, it's oddly enough.
Yeah.
Those four requests for their release. The Ascension yeah. did it quietly. So this is mm-hmm. not really letting people go as obliging the request. Especially mm-hmm. Luke Harper.
Yes.
And his extension from like 6 months more,
mm-hmm.
and he just got released. And don't forget, they just said, hey, ACH, wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Pretty much. And speaking of which, the whole thing with ACH, he's officially done with wrestling. And then there's still people just saying, oh, it could be work, it shouldn't be a work, it's a work, it's not a work, it's not.
Honestly, I just think it's a cry for attention at most mm-hmm. for him. He just wants it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much. Just either a cry for attention or he wanting attention. I don't know which one.
Right.
But these four, they requested release. So, great. I'm happy for him.
And then there's also rumors that more releases are going to be happening sometime either by the end of this year or early as next year.
That's fine. He's cleaning house.
Yeah. But some of the names that might get cut, that's been, you know, around the rumor mill, going around the rumor mill right now, say that the Hardys might get cut.
Well, no, I heard that they, Matt is actually just planning to leave already. And
right.
he, I guess he's doing some trademarks or something.
Yeah, I think,
Jeff wants to leave too, I think.
Yeah, I heard Matt, the thing with Matt, I heard he's quietly transitioning out of wrestling, and he was mm-hmm. in there like training him to do a producer role
mm-hmm.
at WWE.
But I heard he might do like a YouTube thing or mm-hmm. his own special party, you know.
Right.
It's a program, kind of like mm-hmm. what Eddie Christian is doing, you know.
Okay.
It's still relevant, but, mm-hmm. you know, giving his, I guess, veteran experience.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, I've also heard that Rey Mysterio.
Oh, wait, plus with Hardy, yeah. He just got a new baby, so
oh,
congrats.
Yes, congrats. Congratulations.
I think it's a baby girl.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he has all the reason to retire.
Yeah.
And just, you know, spend time with his family and just stay home and just make money off the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying about Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio. There's also rumors. There's rumors going around saying that Rey Mysterio might leave right after WrestleMania.
I'm okay with that. He's the same thing. He's a veteran though. He's been in business over 20 plus years. So.
Yeah.
Kudos. It's time for him to move on. I'm not really upset with all these people going. So.
Right.
So far, it's not like it's releasing people, but at the same time, it's like the best thing that ever happened to them. It's like the world's their oysters after this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even though WWE wasn't their prison, it was just they were confined in a company.
Right.
Especially Luke Harper. So.
Yeah. So wish all those the best of luck and hope everything goes well for them in their endeavors. The one thing too, going back to Luke Harper, is that there's been a word going around saying that he might join Marty Scurll and his little group.
The Villain Enterprise.
Yes.
Are they allowed to keep that name? Is it trademarked, really? Is he trademarked by him? I'm asking this.
That I don't know. And there's been tweets going out this week with Luke Harper with Marty Scurll in the gym.
Okay.
Working out.
Yeah.
So, and they said they've been in talks for a while, on and off.
Are they friends?
Yes.
Then that's fine. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't mean they're working together or in tandem or trying to do something together. It's just they're friends working out. I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
That's apparent.
Yeah. And then speaking of Marty Scurll, there's been word too as well is that whether or not he's going to renew his contract with ROH or go into talks with AEW.
My personal take on that, I actually want to stay in ROH just to care of that company. Just to, because he is, they rang out of veterans, man. And so far this past pay-per-view, well, it was good too. It was, they rang out of veterans. They need more guys like Marty. But same time, I'm afraid he might get lost in the shovel of AEW. Because everybody in AEW is pretty much like being built up right now.
Right.
Or are being built. Like, I think there's more wrestlers built than being built up.
Right.
Like, only like two or three that's being built up right now is like Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, Sammy Guevara, you know.
Yeah.
The new kids.
Yeah.
And the rest are just veterans and they're already known in indie scenes.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone besides them yet. Even the best friends, they were already built up from New Japan.
Oh, yeah. And we've also seen them wrestle for quite some time in New Japan prior to going.
So if he goes there, he's already built, he's already known. I'm afraid he might get lost in the shuffle. He might be in most, Villain Enterprise for the tag team title, or he can't really go for heavyweight unless they have a new title, which I think that was another rumor.
Yeah.
Maybe Intercontinental style title,
mm-hmm.
or a secondary title, or a TV title.
Yeah.
But Marty Scurll, unless they have some other way to have like what New Japan does, every title is like their own special main event. Like that. Jericho has one title and there's a feud and then there's another title, like the junior heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Which is my theory.
Okay.
Of AEW junior, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that would be a smart idea.
And then have like a light heavyweight title.
Right.
Just cruiserweight. And the women's tag team, hopefully, down the line, stuff like that. But right now, it's just basically just three titles,
right?
Including the women's,
right?
I'm just ready to get lost in the shuffle. Definitely not the WWE. If he's lost in AEW, he's definitely gonna be lost in the WWE.
Oh yeah.
Probably toss his gimmick aside and make him like a clown or something, or a party animal, or balloon magic tricks.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Doink. Doinkwin umbrella. Mr. Penguin.
Yeah.
I don't know what WWE thinks. Okay. Well, they like their own original creation over people already has.
Yeah.
Their own gimmick prior.
Yeah.
So all the releases have been good. All these rumors of people moving and it's been good so far.
Right.
Marty Scurll, I'm happy or really, but
personal
preference. Yeah. ROH better.
Yeah.
I don't feel reason to watch ROH nowadays.
Yeah. Personally, me, I don't mind seeing him going either or. Because he's an established name. Villain Inc. is established as well. They had a great year this year in 2019. The shirts are awesome.
Merchandise.
Oh, yeah. And they like that group has just been working it this year. I think they're like one of the most entertaining, and I would still say under the radar for 2019, mainly because, like, true wrestling fans like us.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I'm not really. I'm a casual wrestling fan.
Okay. Well, like, the casual and hardcore wrestling fans will know who they are, have seen them, and, mm-hmm. you know. But then the general public, the rest of the wrestling community would be like, it would be just like, you know, the Butcher and the Blade. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, who the hell are the Butcher and the Blade?
You actually, know? Yeah, I'm a lot of them. I, even though I knew, I was like, yeah, who the hell are they? In here.
Yeah.
Indies, yeah, we know, but AEW, what are they here?
Yeah.
See. Are they part of the Alliance? You know, it's intrigue, but I'm more, mm-hmm. I'm more happy that they're there.
Yeah. So for me, I don't mind seeing him going to AEW or staying in ROH. Mm-hmm. If he's staying in ROH, they gotta push the group more.
But the good thing is, if he goes to AEW or ROH, mm-hmm. he still could do New Japan, even though ROH officially cut ties with New Japan.
Yes.
Villain Enterprise, I think, has that leeway to mm-hmm. just go back and wrestle for
New independently. Japan. Yeah.
Well, make more money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So basically, it's like everybody has a second, you know, side job of NJPW.
Yeah.
Everybody in AEW and ROH.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and one last thing before we go to the main topic. John Moxley showed up,
mm-hmm.
And he announced... John Moxley showed up at a New Japan event, and that was crazy, and he asked for a Texas death match.
Okay.
What do you think of that? For the U.S. champion.
In Japan.
In Japan. At Wrestle Kingdom.
A Texas death match in Japan.
Yes.
Okay. What, they gonna move some bull ropes there or something? Or some steers? I don't know.
I don't know. They said that they might do it in night one or night two.
I'm fine with that. I mean, he could do it. He's known for doing makeshift matches mm-hmm. like that. Not so much New Japan. So.
Yeah.
And who he's wrestling again? For the... To be honest, it should have been him and Juice Robinson. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I forgot who he's wrestling now. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's really just giving it to him.
Pretty much.
It seems like it. Or they want to, if he's not, he doesn't want to do another New Japan, this might be his last hurrah.
Right.
But I don't see him losing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he never technically lost it. He had to vacate it.
Yeah, because of the flight or something, or a hurricane.
There was a storm. There was a hurricane. A typhoon that was hitting Japan at the time,
mm-hmm.
and his flight got canceled, so he couldn't make it in time to defend it. He had to vacate it,
which is fine. Yeah, it's understandable. The show must go on. You mm-hmm. must be a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Have you heard about the tweet? I think Randy Orton is the one who said about the tweeter or. Was it Dave Bautista? I forgot one. He said, "Who do you want to be in Hall of Fame?" And he said Ken Shamrock, and everybody said, "Yeah." So Ken Shamrock is right now in like the wrestling news. Like he's beyond due of Hall of Fame for WWE.
Yeah,
and a lot of people still are like, I think that's one of the big topics this year for Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So why isn't he ever been inducted?
Even though right now they also said too that Dave Bautista himself is already mm-hmm. One of the nominees to get into the Hall of Fame this year already.
Mm-hmm. I think he is.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
And he requested Finley to induct him.
Yes, surprisingly, a lot of people.
Not really.
Well, no, a lot of people assumed that it was going to be Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he said no,
or somebody from Evolution.
Yes, but then when he just went
or even D-Von
mm-hmm.
for the earlier days of Deacon.
Yeah.
Days, I call it. But.
So, yeah.
But no, I mean, if you know the wrestling story, it's like he's the one who's helping him backstage and, you know, his direction. So mm-hmm. it was all Fit Finley. It seems appropriate.
Yeah.
For the casual fans, like me, yeah, I probably wouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you hardcore fans know.
Yeah. So, all right. So now let's get to the topic, main topic for this week. Okay. So the past couple of weeks we've been talking about the best and worst of each organization in the mm-hmm. indie scenes. This week we're going to do
The big one.
The big one. The big cheese himself.
Yes. The Yankees. Of all the teams, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's get to the point.
Yeah, but to be honest, WWE don't rig much as the Yankees.
Yeah. Okay, so moving right along.
1920s. Yeah, I'm just saying. 1930s.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, WWE hasn't been too kind to them this year. Yes, they had some good moments. Not a lot of good ones, but some good moments. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it has been negative.
Can I say just one big positive and get out of the way?
Yeah, sure. Say it.
NXT.
I think that was going to be my only positive.
No, I have a lot of other positives, but that's the big one.
Yeah.
NXT is the competitor to AEW.
Yeah, and now it's become the show.
Yeah. Ironically, I think if AEW is moved to Monday, it'll give Raw a run for money, and AEW would just, you know, get more viewership. It might not be number one, but they might get more viewership.
Right.
Because hardcore wrestling fans are like, oh, I'm definitely going to watch AEW overall.
Yeah, of course.
And casual fans are like, hey, well, why is the rating so low?
I guess well, besides, else. You know, shitting themselves in the foot, like always.
But hardcore wrestling fans are divided between NXT and AEW. Why divide? Just migrate them. I think they should just, AEW should just be a Monday or Friday.
Yeah, like a good example of that would be last week's ratings. Mm-hmm. They were tied.
I think they were close by 6,000 people. AEW edged them.
No, I mean, the only thing that they edged them out was the age rating. Mm-hmm. Age viewership from 18 to 49, yeah, they was 0.26. Mm-hmm. NXT got 0.24.
Yeah, so it's about 6,000 viewers.
I think. Yeah.
I think this is what they said. It's like more. Basically, it's a tie.
No, it was like the total viewership was identical. It was like in the 700,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was basically still a tie.
Yeah, it was still a tie.
You know, one actually had more, but it is the tie.
Yeah,
because those guys could just leave the TV running. And, you know, it's always a margin of error.
Yeah.
It's not the elections, so we have to think hard about it. It's a tie.
Yeah. So, like, NXT really stood. NXT right now is in the moment of the sun. Mm-hmm. They're getting their 15 minutes of fame, way overdue. Long 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
They've shown time after time again that they were the better brand than the other two. They showed it. Now people are just like, you know, oh, hey, wow. What have I been missing from WWE? And I think it's good. Congratulations to NXT. They've always been nonstop. They've always been great. I think it's about damn time that they...
Yeah, there's a couple of flaws, and I'm only going to interject with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They overheard them so much. They use them and abuse the NXT talent too much. And it's starting to, like, we're thin now, where, like, all these great wrestlers are wrestling hurt.
Good example, like Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Adam Cole.
All of them, actually. Yeah, about 60%
everybody.
Of
yeah, NXT everybody.
Are pretty much hurt, or been hurt,
yeah.
Or going to be hurt, I hate to say it. Because they might have to do two shows. Like, TakeOver plus the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like, especially during Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying a while back, a good example of that would be the Velveteen Dream. The Velveteen Dream. He was wrestling hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he lost his title, he got another injury on top of the Kurt injury that he was wrestling
with. Yeah, okay.
So he's out definitely for the rest of this year. Mm-hmm. There's no date when he's coming back. People are saying that maybe early as next year, before or after after WrestleMania.
That's fine. Come back. Just recover. Take time.
Yeah.
You'll have Big Pop when he comes back. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of him, but
yeah.
I like the fact that people are behind him. I like watching that people supporting people.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of his wrestling, per se, but I like the fact that he brings the crowd. He
makes
the crowd reaction is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. But it's kind of one of those things where it's like you cannot exclude NXT from WWE ever.
Ever.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to say the best of WWE, just by itself, like Raw and SmackDown, that'd be a different topic. But
right.
NXT is kind of the show right now.
Yeah. And what about NXT UK?
I'm not really a fan of them, to be honest. I'm not really the UK style. There's nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. It's like Pete Dunne, you know, Walter and all that stuff. All those, the catch wrestling style.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I'm more into like a variety, like a mixed bag.
Right.
WWE.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, SmackDown does the best, like mixed bag, NXT especially too.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's more like a beatdown, you know, catch wrestling.
So gotcha.
Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite catch wrestler was Doug Williams.
Oh, yeah.
From the TNA days.
Mm-hmm.
Now he should come back. Listen, the other one is like Chris Benoit,
uh-huh.
Fit Finley. But those guys are in statesides. And they're pretty much, yeah, either pass away or
retired.
Yeah. Other injuries. But as I say this, Walter's pretty good. Walter and Zack Sabre matches. But I know Zack Sabre's in Japan. So.
Yeah, and Rip Pro right now.
Yeah, that's the only thing I think of, Walter and Zack Sabre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess he's great in UK, just by default.
Mm-hmm.
Negative, he lost his passport and his belt got stolen.
Yeah.
Or both of them got stolen. That's a negative this year.
Yeah.
Positive WWE Raw?
Yeah, let's go to Raw then. A big negative for Raw, I can see, was ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings were horrible. They were really at the point of...
No return?
Yeah. Like 2, 3, 4 times this year.
Is that... Are you including like during the World Series and the playoffs and the Super Bowl stuff? I don't include those.
No. Those were given because even when AEW started the show,
mm-hmm.
When they started out, right when the World Series playoffs was about to start. So I knew that they weren't going to have high ratings because of the World Series. Let's just face it. It was a pretty damn good World Series this year.
It was. Yeah. I thought we won.
Oh, Nationals.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Expos.
Yes. Good old Expos.
Yeah, the Canadian team won.
Mm-hmm. All right. shout out to our Canadian fans. But back to what I was saying. Outside of the sports, when the sports and stuff like that, like the Super Bowl and all that stuff and everything, outside of all that, they were hitting point of no return. They went less than 2 million.
Which is still great.
Yeah, but the average of Raw averages is between 3 to 5.
True.
So they went a couple of times below 2 million.
Yeah, but this year it was a lot of politics, government news. A lot of people were not really paying attention to wrestling as much. Sports also. I mean, sports I thought was kind of going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the World Series, and so, you know, people tend to be like, let's wait till this playoff. Then we start watching.
Yeah.
Same thing with wrestling. Let's wait. I mean, I do the same thing every year.
Wait till WrestleMania season.
You know, renew my subscription during Royal Rumble. And then after SummerSlam, cancel it. I'm being honest. It's just the way I am. I'm not really, I don't waste money on stuff I don't really care to watch.
Sure.
Yeah. And speaking of which, TLC's tomorrow. Pay-per-views. A lot of good pay-per-views here. I hate
to say. Okay, I'll admit. Some of them were good. The one that surprised us was the one that we both missed. Was Survivor Series.
No, I missed it.
You didn't miss it?
No, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I thought you'd missed it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why would I miss it? This is top four of the wrestling industry. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series.
Yeah,
that's the top four.
Yeah.
I might include one more just because I like the motif.
Hmm.
Hell in a Cell. But this year was disappointing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn it, Vince. Damn it.
Okay, here's a plus. The gimmick of Bray Wyatt. Here's a negative. Overpowering the gimmick over wrestling of Bray Wyatt, the Fiend.
Right.
It was like, it was great, and it went down.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a villain, I guess.
He's always been a villain, but he's just...
He was anti-hero if you would pop for him.
Yeah. He was different. He wasn't the stereotypical, like, Roman Reigns or John Cena or Randy Orton or...
He was more of the Undertaker.
He was supposed to be the Undertaker's replacement when he was first introduced.
Yeah.
It just... Creative. I'm just only going to say it's creative and Vince McMahon. They just didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, it was also his wrestling ability.
Yeah.
His gimmick is overpowering it.
Yeah, but look what happens when you actually give the wrestler, like, okay.
Go there and wrestle.
No, not go there and wrestle. Just like, okay, create. We'll let you create this time. Do it. Mm-hmm. They let him do what he wanted to do. He created everything. The Fiend, the set, the way how everything was going.
The funhouse.
Yeah. Everything. That was all Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And look how, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Until we actually see him wrestle.
Yeah. See, but
that's the thing. It's okay. The Undertaker was different. The presence, the creepiness.
Yeah.
Even with Paul Bearer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people got he debuted as a redhead.
Yes.
And then all that story and then, you know, the nuances.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you wrestle, it's like, wow, this big guy can't wrestle.
Oh, yeah. Especially, too, when when you see him for the first time, when he's just walking the rope.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, wow. We've never seen a big guy do that before.
Yeah. So, he's done it a lot of times in WCW days.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, there was like a Red Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. He could back it up.
Yeah,
he can. I don't know.
Yeah.
Over gimmick and not so much wrestling.
Ability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the opposite of, I can say it's I forgot the name already. From the Tag Team Champions.
Which ones?
Ball Guys.
Oh, the Viking Raider?
No, Ball, the current Tag Team Champion.
The Revival?
The Revival.
Uh-huh.
They're the opposite. He's like, it's great wrestling, no gimmick.
Right.
And people love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, by contrast, wrestling outweighs gimmicks.
Yeah, that's true. Another negative I would have to say for Raw is Seth Rollins.
No, they, to be honest, that was a great, they were making great lemonade with that one.
They were, but...
They are doing a great job right now.
Okay, well, it's kind of like this. It's like when he's a baby face.
Yeah,
he's not so great. Too much talk.
He was great, except they pushed him onto us too much.
Yeah, they were trying to do a Roman Reigns with him,
mm-hmm.
And they never learned their lesson the first time. All right, but for me, I think the thing that I really didn't like about Seth Rollins was. When he kept opening his mouth on Twitter.
Yeah, I thought that was actually great. In the long run, it was great. In the short term, yeah, he seemed naivete and like, now you mentioning money.
Yeah.
Now you're talking shit about other wrestlers. And, you know, but then now he's like, let's work with it. Let's use that. And that became back, you know, part of his backstory of being a heel.
Yeah, well, he went back being a heel. And I've always thought that he was a lot more better as a heel wrestler than
in the long run, that was good.
Yeah,
I mean, he came out as a heel finally.
Yeah, it was like about down time. Positives for Raw. One negative I would have to say. This was for two negatives I would have to say for WWE as a whole. That whole wild card thing.
Oh yeah, I think they were just doing that just because they wanted because of Fox, who came in the picture of being in the wrestling angles.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out which stars you go where, you know, stuff like that. And they want and the ratings were dropped, so they're dropping.
Mm.
I actually understand it, but the fact that there was no established rule, really, they just anywhere to go for a while.
Yeah.
But it's, then again, every week per week was the same guy. Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Seth Rollins.
Kevin
Becky,
Owens.
Becky. And Charlotte, you know, that.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens. Yeah, they dropped the ball with Kevin Owens this year, too, and they picked it up.
Yeah.
And then they dropped it and picked it up again.
Yeah. And then same thing with Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn was a plus this year.
Oh, he was a huge plus.
He was the heel that everybody loves.
Oh, yeah. Even though he's not ready to wrestle yet.
Mm-hmm.
Huge plus. And mic skills. One of the best.
Yeah. Also, he's a nice, great guy. His charity work.
Mm-hmm.
His calling out the homophobic fan.
Yeah.
The incident happened. He made that into a positive. And then got that guy out it. So he's a heel, but nobody really, really hates him.
Of course.
You can boo him just to, you can go with emotion, but reality, yeah, that's Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
He's the guy who does a charity for Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So No, it's kind of weird.
I know.
It's like, if we cheer him, we're afraid to get him fired, so we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So we just go along with him. Yeah, boo. This guy's a heel. Yeah, we hate him.
Yeah.
We love him. We love you. Great work, charity.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Boo. Oh, yeah. Here's another positive. Roman Reigns came back.
Yeah. This was the way, if they actually let Roman Reigns became how he was now, mm-hmm. back then, I would have been okay with that.
It's more organic.
Yes.
Even though they're burying him right now.
Yes, see. and no, it's like, they're not stuffing him down our throats this time.
Yeah.
They're not throwing him into the main event scene. Mm-hmm. It's like crazy. You know, he's right now in the mid card. He's building his way up. That I like.
That's okay. That's, but at the same time, it's like, should he be, he's already established as heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
And now, he coming back, people actually want to come back now.
Yeah.
But they don't want to throw him in the it's him and Kofi Kingston, almost right. The same story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they've been there. But yeah, you want to put him back there. It's like, now you want to humble them. But they don't need humbling because they already humble.
Right.
Especially Kofi right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, I understand it's a business. You know. Yeah, Kofi, you were heavyweight. You should demand more. People were chanting your name in for WrestleMania. You beat AJ Styles. Like, yeah, I understand. We're going to do, you know, Fox. I call BS on that just because. But he like, yeah, he's like, I guess he's mature and he's,
yeah,
he understands the company. So.
Well, he's been in there for almost 10 years, so.
Yeah. And also, oh yeah, Twitter this year, WWE was bad.
Yes.
But besides Seth, but even he made it into a good angle, so uh-huh. that actually panned out real good. The yeah. other one was like Randy Orton
mm-hmm.
against Tony Khan.
Oh yeah,
Tony Khan won that battle
big time.
Yeah, Twitter wars. It's really only a few that could own Twitter. Becky's the one that owns the best. You know, she has the best ownership in Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes, Seth, kind of. You know. Seth and those guys would ask for the release.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the right way of doing it. ACH also.
I'll admit. Yeah, like Twitter. Like, overall, Twitter and WWE was not good.
Except for, yeah, maybe Becky and Charlotte. Because they only post pictures of them going out and having fun with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
You know, happy stuff.
Well, yeah. Okay, that I'm okay with that. See, I'm all right with that.
A lot of weddings.
See, we yeah, yeah, we saw a lot of weddings, a lot of announcements and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, like Twitter hasn't been really friendly with WWE. I think next year in 2020, I think they should think before they do anything.
No. Keep it.
Really?
I think they should just keep on going with it.
Really?
What? It's more finite. I know who not to support.
All right.
And I know who to support. It's like, oh, this Twitter guy is. So PC, he's company man. Yeah, got him. Okay, I like him. This Twitter person is just ranting and raving and ranting and ranting.
Mm.
Is this work an angle? You know, that's okay.
Mm.
But sometimes when you go to the shoot and you talk like out your ass,
yeah,
it comes back and bites you.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, Randy Orton.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't accuse any. Don't bring other people into your business. And then, you know, then
they come out. In and just stomp you.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't learn. Don't bring other people into your business.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, okay. So, from Raw, we go to SmackDown. Mm-hmm.
SmackDown's been positive so far.
Yeah. SmackDown, for the majority of 2019, mm-hmm. has been the better brand. Mm-hmm. Up until NXT just decided, just like, oh, hey, yeah, move out of the way. Stars here. You know? Like the only negative things I can say about SmackDown was,
mm-hmm.
Okay, they moved they switched titles,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lesnar didn't want to be on SmackDown. He went back to Raw.
Yeah.
You know, not only that too, but also, I like how the way they're doing it mm-hmm. on Fox Network.
Yeah, because it's a 2-hour program.
Yeah. And also, too, like, WWE can't put their fingerprints all over everywhere on it.
True, but Eric Bischoff's gone.
that's a big positive.
Or negative. You know what direction he was going to go. He didn't really get a chance to dip his pen in. And
well, do yeah, because cages. like he said too on his podcast that he showed up. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell him when the meetings were.
Yeah.
And he spent the majority of the time in the lunchroom just waiting for someone to tell him, hey, we need you.
Yeah. It seems like they just use his name just to, you know, do commotions and cause a big rumor, you know. Just
Yeah. And he even moved over there.
Yeah, which was kind of depressing. Then he, like, got let go in, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
And you haven't even done anything. Paul Heyman, on the other hand, input day one.
Yeah.
And he has, you know. We see the first Raw took when we took over with them destroying the stage and all that with Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm. And then was it Brock?
No, it was Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley, yeah, that was fantastic, I thought. So, yeah. But Eric Bischoff didn't really get a chance to do anything.
That's true.
He was just there for the namesake, or just to, you know, create controversy.
Buzz, isn't it? Yeah.
There's books, controversy and equals cash. So.
Yeah.
But WWE in general, I feel there's good, some good positives.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston won the title.
Yeah.
Long overdue. He, the Smith McMahon actually listened to the crowd and pushed Kofi.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, and, really
oddly. But Ali got buried along the way.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah, he was being pushed. Now he's being pushed again, the right way.
Yeah.
He got his name back, Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. yeah, I couldn't stand the Ali thing.
Actually, I like Ali. Was short. Because he's only Ali I know in WWE.
True.
Yeah, but I don't think of any besides Tiger Ali Singh. But you say his name in full.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. WWE. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
There's always gonna be some.
I was gonna say creative this year.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Besides WrestleMania with Becky Lynch being main event, positive.
Yeah.
But that was organic.
Yeah.
They had nothing to do with anybody creative.
No.
And then Charlotte got thrown in the picture. Everybody was mad. Like, it should just be Ronda versus Becky. But Charlotte was the one that outperformed both of them, I thought.
She was the workhorse on that match. She was the workhorse.
So it's like, you can't. It's like a double edge. It's like, she's always the center of attention, but she's real good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Charlotte probably the best female wrestler right now in WWE, so.
Yeah.
Not taking away from Becky or anything.
No.
Biggest pop, away. Biggest turnaround, was Becky.
Yeah, it was. But
then after that, it'd be Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's plus. Minorities and women.
Yeah.
Finally, as a, you know, I say in WWE as well, at least our could be the poster of the women's division this year, I thought. Yeah.
Women division. Okay, there was some hits and misses there.
Oh, there's more hits. Definitely, like misses are minor, maybe at most.
Okay, what do you consider to be hits?
They finally have an all-female pay per view Evolution.
Yeah.
Main event for WrestleMania was female.
Yeah.
The most buzz angle was all female.
Uh huh.
And the most even if all these great wrestlers had left over, they decided to do something with them. Like, the tag team champion right now is, you know, Kairi Sane and
Asuka,
yeah. So, plus, and plus. And Charlotte, she's leaning towards coming, like, breaking her dad's record, positive.
Uh-huh.
And she's, well, even the real-life angle, her and, you know, her and Andrade are, you know, they're a couple.
Uh-huh.
They didn't bring that in, positive.
Right.
Yeah, the only attempt to fail is when they'll try to have a little, you know, like, lover's quarrel between Seth and Becky.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't organic. It looked fake.
Yeah.
Even though there are a couple. Stuff like that. Yeah. The women is all a lot positive. Like, even NXT. They're developing the women. Like, the color.
NXT, I see nothing but positives over there. Yeah.
And then they made Io Shirai a villain. A heel.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
She was always this happy-go-lucky, you know, happy type.
Yeah. Like, I've seen her entire career in Japan. She was never a heel in Japan.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's no negative for the female. It's all positive so far.
For me, the couple of negatives that I can see was, the WWE women's tag team.
Yeah.
That's a big joke.
No, it's not.
Well, to me, it's a big joke because, okay. you had Sasha and Bayley. Uh-huh. They were the first champions.
Okay.
They got buried under a month. Then that whole fiasco of what
Which
happened.
Which was great, I thought. They needed that to reinvent the Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah. The real, okay. That happened. The Iconics didn't really do anything with it.
I thought that was great, too.
Yeah.
Because they're so fun and loving. We love them regardless.
Right.
And they were a transition champion. They're not really the champion.
Right. After they, okay, after they lost the belts to the Kabuki Warriors, where are they? We don't know what happened to them.
Well, I think one of them was like on vacation and married or something like that, on honeymoon.
Yeah. I guess. Okay.
No, but but that's great. There's a transition champion, which makes sense.
And then, okay, and then how the way they brought back Bayley, how Bayley became a heel and everything, and how the way she's becoming a heel champion.
Yeah.
I really can't buy it at all.
No, that's Bayley, though. That has nothing to do with the women's division.
Right. But I'm just saying, it's just, that's the negative that I see from there.
I thought that was a positive, to be honest. When Bayley trying to turn heel, and it didn't work, I thought that was positive. Now you know that she can never go wrong.
Yeah.
Sasha
Banks came back,
and after doing a whole month of training in Japan, these have all been great. There's been a lot of tension, drama. There's more competition in the women. Like even without WWE women's division, there would not be any attention to the other indie wrestling, for women.
Right.
I hate to say it, AEW, they need to work on their women division.
Yeah, I agree
ROH
with you on
also.
That. They do.
Impact. The women, they need to work on it, but at the same time, the head superstar is a female. So WWE right now, women's, I hate to say this, nothing wrong with them. They're actually doing a better job.
All right. Okay.
But I don't see any negative. It's just, WWE, the only reason I watch them is the women.
All right. Yeah. So,
also Carmella.
Yeah.
Who knew she could wrestle? I thought she was just there for being pretty and doing a New Jersey thing.
Right.
Every woman in WWE surprised me.
Right.
Dana Brooke surprised the hell out of me.
Right.
Hell, even Lana surprised me with this crappy angle.
Yeah.
She's working with it. They're all surprising. All these women have more talent than a lot of these men.
On the main roster.
Yeah. Who's just there. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that the women are bringing it.
Right.
And the men are just going with the flow. They're the company men. The women more
Right.
Let me make this better somehow.
Okay.
This year, definitely.
All right. Okay. And so, 2020, what do you want to see and don't want to see coming out of WWE next year?
Don't want to see?
Yeah. What do you don't want to see first?
Over pushing somebody too much. Baron Corbin, great wrestler.
Right.
Doesn't hurt nobody. Almost falls. But they push him as much as a heel. The commissioner. You know that storyline?
Yeah.
It's like, do you want us to hate him, as a heel so much, but we end up hating him as a person? That, you got to have positive heel heat or go away heat. So far, it feels like, go away.
Right.
It's better if you just make him come organic. Like just do his thing and wrestle and cheat and lie. Not just put him in a position where we all mad to hate him. Like commissioner and a bad guy. Whoop-de-doo. Negative, his last Kurt Angle match. Because of that, it was like, man, this was horrible. It should have been somebody else.
Yeah.
In the WrestleMania, so. Yeah, and it wasn't fair to Corbin, because he was told. I think Kurt Angle he wanted to elevate somebody too, but this was not the right time.
Yeah.
It should have been him versus, maybe Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
King of the Ring Classic. That should have been his last match or something like that. So something like everybody could want to see, like Undertaker and Shawn Michaels WrestleMania match. The last match WrestleMania for Shawn Michaels. Maybe negative, he came back for Crown Jewels. That's what I was going to talk about. Crown Jewels. Undertaker and Goldberg. Good match. It was pretty good. They tried to recover.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was hurt and injured. I mean, at first I was mad, and at the same time, oh man, he got injured. Yeah, stop the match.
Yeah.
But he went through with it. He got pinned. It wasn't the ending that they wanted to be, but they make do.
Right.
No more hitting his head in the locker room door, so that's all I had to say.
Yeah, learned his lesson on that one.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Crown Jewel in general was bad.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then what do you want to see coming out of WWE?
What?
From in 2020.
Push the NXT guys more. They've been there. Certain people, they need a push just because they're there and they're doing nothing with them. Because right now, everybody's doing that, I hate to say this, the EC3.
Uh-huh.
They brought him in. He's still on the shelf. I don't know what they're doing with him.
I heard he might be one of the next people to get cut.
Yeah, hopefully. Because they're not doing anything with him. I mean, not unless he doesn't want to.
Right.
But they need to find something to do. I've got the Insanity.
Uh-huh.
What the hell? It was good that they were making them build up, you know, like house shows and stuff to relieve the other guys. Now they're still not doing anything with them. The only two I've seen being pushed rapidly, one more than the other, Ricochet and Aleister Black. And those two can perform. But I want to see more Brian Murphy. No, Murphy.
Yeah.
I want to see more of Cedric Alexander, at least.
Yeah.
He might be gone, too. So, stuff like that. It's like, these guys are there. You're not pushing them. Like that. I want to see them in a Continental title shot, at least one of them. Or tag teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Black and Ricochet was a good tag team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
The next best match of the year, I thought, was the halftime show.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That was really great. Yeah, I think that was best WWE match of the year.
No, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that one. Yeah.
It was a tag team match, too.
Yeah, it was a four-way.
Yeah. No, it was tag. It was tag team.
Was that?
Yeah. So WWE can do great tag team wrestling.
When they feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they ever feel like it? No, I just put two people who are famous together and make them tag team.
Rudolph.
Yeah. Kane and X-Pac. Oh, here's the other controversy with the Hall of Fame. You think X-Pac should have been inducted to the NWO? Part of the NWO?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
At first I said no, but I love Sean Waltman. So yeah. Just by default, he was like the glue. Well, I mean, I was reading a whole bunch of stuff and I was watching a lot of this. Sean Waltman was like the glue for that NWO for the longest time, behind backstage too.
Huh.
And he's the only one who became the glue again. When they came back to WWE. So in that essence, I think yes. And the fact that he was fired as NWO member from WCW, which caused the Attitude Era. So he never got kicked out of NWO. Yeah. He became DX too. And he recruited Shawn Michaels.
That's crazy.
So, I hate to say he doesn't deserve it, but you know what? I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I can't hate. I love Sean Waltman. His podcast is probably one of the best out there.
Mm-hmm.
X-Pac 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Him and Stone Cold are two I listen to the most.
Yeah. Stone Cold 1 is actually really good, too.
Also, you know, Jim Cornette sometimes, and JR, and you know, what's his name? Ric Flair's son-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot his name already. My bad.
Yeah. But I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. All right. For me, what I don't want to see coming out of 2020 for WWE is creative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just be like, it's all creative. No, like, look what we saw with Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Creative had nothing to do with it. Let the wrestlers be creative themselves and let them do what they can do on their own.
He's not a good wrestler.
I know.
Gimmick is great.
I get what you're saying.
Great gimmick, but he doesn't follow through with the... Maybe it's not him. Huh? Maybe it's the way they plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Seth Rollins, the opposite. Horrible gimmick. Great wrestler.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That burn it down, Kingslayer stuff. It's like, how's that a gimmick? You don't even come out with a dragon or anything. You don't have a sword. All you do is just come up with shorts, maybe a Thanos reference or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No gimmick. Great wrestler.
Yeah.
That's I'd rather watch Seth Rollins wrestle any day, to be honest. Just even though his gimmick's not there.
Right. Yeah. What I want to see coming out of 2020 for WWE, I want to see more exposure for NXT.
Mm-hmm.
There is one rumor that I heard that in the Royal Rumble, they're gonna. It's still gonna be 30,
mm-hmm.
but it's gonna be 10 from Raw, 10 from SmackDown, and 10 from NXT.
Of course, they can run out of people.
Yeah.
Because there's at least 8 other people who can't be in the match because they're in the title contenderships.
Right.
Because remember back in the days, a lot of people had to wrestle 2 or 3 times.
Oh, yeah. That's a good example. Mick Foley.
Yeah.
He had to do a home run.
Yeah, Mick Foley.
Dude Love.
Mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Cactus Jack.
Yeah, and Cactus Jack.
Oh, man. There was a 94 or something. They were running out of people.
Yeah.
Literally. Had to get people like Duke the Dumpster Drowsy to come out or something like that. Because we've never seen him wrestle before. It's still part of the roster somehow. We don't even know about it.
Yeah, like he was only doing the home shows.
Yeah, kind of wish that.
Blackout shows.
Doink and the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah.
Same people. And Dink and all the other Doinks. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. This time, it's planned out perfectly.
Yeah.
But are you doing the women's too? That's the tricky one. There's less on the women's roster.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I really hope that they do. And that's another thing too. I want to see another all women's pay-per-view again. Mm-hmm. Let the women do the show. Let them do like how they did with Evolution.
Yeah.
Let them do that.
Yeah. Even though Evolution was last year, so.
Yeah, but still, yeah. I would love to see something like that coming back next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's positive. Lacey Evans.
Yes.
And Natalya, the first two wrestle in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Covers, but still.
Yeah, still, that's a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge step in the right direction. But the thing, too, with Lacey Evans was I really hated her when she came up.
Yeah.
I really did.
She was
really
pushed real quick.
Yeah, they were pushing her really quick. She was still green.
Mm-hmm.
She was still a little rough around the edges. But as the year went on, She gotten better.
Yeah, it didn't let it faze her. And she just kept on caring and caring.
Yeah.
She worked on her craft. To be honest, she was a great wrestler before that. She just has all these butterflies. You kind of could tell. Because you see on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on the main roster and like, what's going on? Oh, butterflies.
Yeah.
And she kept her shtick up. She like didn't let it faze her.
Especially too when she got that ticket.
Uh-huh.
And like the officer was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the officer knew who she was.
Uh-huh.
And so they planned a skit. You know, so I thought that was really awesome. Saying, you know, and I, she's one of the people that I really do want to see get into contendership for a title next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like boom, bam, like really quick, mm-hmm. like build it up, you know.
Yeah, she also has one of those, a lot of people who are hardcore fans, unlike me,
mm-hmm.
I'm a casual fan. They know her background, her upbringing, like how she was in the Marine Corps police and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an MP, and the fact that she was kind of like almost a rag-to-riches story.
Yes.
Even though she's portrayed as a snob, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sun Belt type, she had like more of like, I came up from nothing, you know, I'll start from shit, now I'm like the shit, so.
And plus too, like, she's been, her husband, they've been together since they were junior high school.
She has a daughter and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, people know the backstory of her training and how she started out
mm-hmm.
while she was in the service still, so.
Yeah.
If there's hardcore fans knowing all this stuff, they can't really hate somebody like that.
Yeah, they can't. And especially, too, mm-hmm. when she's touring for WWE around where she's living in the South, she actually brings her daughter on the road with her.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if she's going to the rest of the United States, she'll leave her home with her husband.
Yeah.
But when she's around, like, mm-hmm. said areas, she'll take her husband and her daughter, and they will go travel around.
Yeah. All I can say is, kayfabe is not dead.
Yeah.
She's the one that's keeping it alive, I think. Of all of them.
Bravo, bravo.
Her and Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see them have a conversation. They both, like, won't break character at all. Just, like, you nasty. You're like, this dead man has always been prime and ripe from the coffin. You know, something like that, you know.
All right.
Not nasty. Rest in. Ooh, his voice all wiping her. Smells like corpse. Yeah. Good old 80s, you know.
Yeah,
They don't break character for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us this year. We had a great time doing this for you guys for Wrestling with Retro Shoes. You got anything you want to say to the crowd?
Shoot. Man, just keep watching wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to us this year. This is going to be our last podcast for the year. We'll be back in
next Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, we'll be back soon, as early as next year in January.
That's next Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
I do it 2 or 3 times a year, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So until then, thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next year. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try to do a lot more stuff for the channel here for Retro Shoots. We'll try to do more things and try to be more interactive with you guys. And we also want you guys to be interactive with us as well. So until then, have a great year. Have a great time. Keep watching wrestling. Take care. We'll see you guys in 2020.
All right. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The river runs through us. Movie. Mm-hmm.